Hey, what up, everybody? It's Kevin Reeves on a Wednesday, day three, or two and a half, as it were, at Guiding Eyes. For those of you who aren't aware, I decided to take the plunge and grab a guide dog. this has been quite an eye-opening experience. I'll try not to do a bunch of recap boos. Because I'd like to get into some recording somehow of immersion, exactly what I'm going through. Day one was flying here, kind of resting from all the travel, getting to know people, etc., etc. Day two started early, 6 a.m. yesterday. We took a van over to White Plains, that is their where their campus is that they do their training. Because of its city travel, there's like a little house where people kind of hang out in with a couple of lounges and sitting rooms and such. And so yesterday we did our first Juno walk, and the Juno walk was the where they kind of measured our speed and gait and everything. What they did differently this time is that they had us walk back with a dog. And what they told us later was this dog would be a potential mate. Match. And so we walked back with a dog. Mine was a black lab. He was just such a good sweetie, good boy. And then this morning we were presented with the name of our dog and presented with our dog. My dog, what they did was they put us in a room, they read off everybody's names, and who their dogs were. My dog is a black lab named Anson. And once everybody's, knew who their dogs were, they were asked to go back to their rooms and wait. And so we all just kind of hung out, and they came one by one to, your room, and they gave you your dog. And they kind of talked to you for a minute, and then they discreetly left, and they asked that you kind of just bond with your dog for a couple hours. So that's kind of what we've been doing, me and Anson. He's a good boy, and he's just laying over here, kind of out of my reach, but just, you know, sitting on the leash. So he's in good care. He's been hanging around, kind of snorkeling all around the room, checking things out. He knows right where the bowls are. He found them because they're in a little closet. He keeps going in there thinking that there might be food in them bowls, but not yet because we haven't done the feed water park thing yet. So that is until 3:30. But we're taught how to heel down to lunch. That was really weird because no cane. And we're not yet working the dog, so we're not being told, you know, by the dog, you know, what kind of, we're not being steered through wall partitions or doorways or anything like that. So we're relying on obviously having to trail. And then the instructor that's working with us is also letting us know, you know, if there's a doorway. And you know, a lot of this is logic. You know, if you feel kind of the whole thing close in on you, then, you know you're in a doorway. But you know, in a big building like this, I don't normally walk without a cane. So it was a little strange transition, but we heeled all the way down to lunch and kind of hung out, had lunch. He liked to get up. He's still excited to see all of the instructors and dogs, and so we had to do a lot of sit and then down commands to get him to get back down so we could continue our lunch. And then worked with our instructor healing back here, and he obviously knew we were right at the room because he turned right towards it and went right for the door. So he's a good boy. He's a big sweetie, and we love him already, and we're just kind of hanging out with him, and that's kind of what we're doing this afternoon. We're gonna do some relationship building exercises, some targeting things. I'm not quite sure exactly what that involves, but I have a pouch full of Charlie Bears. So we got pouches full of treats and things to do this afternoon. So I'm just